Welcome to the Bob Siegel Show podcast on the Cross Global Media Radio Network. Visit cgmradio.com/Bob to subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform.
I'm your host, Bob Siegel. Always good to be joined by my producer, Brendan Thomas.
Well, should I do the Mike Friedenberg kind of introduction? Another week of
slow. Paying homage to Mike with the slow news.
Yeah, exactly. I got a bunch of news stories, and we're going to go through them one by one. Let's start off with, again, some celebrity deaths that happened over the week. My wife was a huge fan of this person, Kat Jenness. She was a very famous singer-songwriter. She unfortunately passed away due to cancer at the age of 31.
Oh, that's very young.
Yeah, it's very young for sure. She has announced that her record label did say now that all the profits that go to the songs now that she was recorded will go half to her son and then half to cancer research.
Oh, well, that was good.
That's very nice. We always have a negative outlook on record labels.
Yeah, there is a silver lining when
they finally do something right. Exactly. Yeah. So all those South Park satires can stop now, I think, about record labels. Moving on, I'm still a huge fan of wrestling, so I got to shout out a couple of wrestlers that passed away. Ole Anderson.
You mean real wrestling? Or staged
choreographed. I know how it is. Yes. But Ole Anderson passed away at the age of 81. And then there was a wrestler by the name of Virgil. Originally, his death was at the age of 51, but his family has come out now today to say actually he lied so that he can get hired by wrestling companies so they can seem younger. So he's actually 72 when he passed away. He passed away of a stroke. So I was a huge fan of Virgil at the time. I thought he had a really good storyline while wrestling. So my hearts and prayers go out to his family and him. And then two more to list off today. Chris Mortensen died at the age of 72. He's an NFL reporter for ESPN. And lastly, Richard Lewis passed away at the age of 76. He was a comedian actor as well. I like watching Curb Your Enthusiasm quite a bit at home. It's a very raunchy, very explicitive show. So some people might not get into it as much.
Oh, that's the one with, was it Larry David?
Yeah.
I love that show.
I love how.
It's vulgar and it's got all kinds of swearing in it. Yes. I know I'm a Christian, but the humor is so dry.
Yes, I agree. And one of my favorite things too is it's the same equation. Everything seems to go up for Larry David, and then around the 10, maybe 5 minute mark of the show, every episode, everything starts to go down. You think it would get old, but somehow the writing is just so, you're so
in many ways, it's what Seinfeld started out as, a show about nothing, and then Seinfeld's plots became the most, for a show about nothing, they were the most complicated plots in the world. But it was almost like, you got to imagine, because the George character was based on Larry David. Larry David and Seinfeld Crowe wrote the show. Imagine if George had been successful in living in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. That was Larry David. Hilarious show.
Yeah.
And Richard Lewis and people like Ted Danson, they would play themselves on the show, even though it was
more exaggerated.
Caricatures, of course.
Yes, exactly. All right, so let's get into some local news for this segment, and then the next segment we'll go to some national news. One of the local news stories I wanted to point out, there was people jumping over the border wall here in San Diego, and they found 10 that were injured. The entire story goes like this. Around 4 p.m., the San Diego Fire Rescue Department received reports from Border Patrol that people were climbing the fence and they were falling down, injuring themselves. When crews arrived at the scene, they only found 10 individuals who were then taken to a hospital with various injuries, the worst being broken bones, according to the fire department. And they did say that there were children involved in this incident. There's no other details immediately available about this situation. I'm assuming they're going to bring them back to the other side of the country here shortly once they all heal from their injuries. But again, why isn't Border Patrol doing something to stop them from doing
because
that?
Because King Nebuchadnezzar is telling them not to.
Or Biden, for that matter. Biden set these policies.
But California is a whole sanctuary state, too.
True. So, I'm just saying, because Biden's setting these policies.
Oh, of course.
Up,
and he's setting the tone, even though he's trying to do photo ops at the border now.
Yes.
He went and visited a place in Texas where the border situation wasn't nearly as bad to make it look like, gee, I don't see any problem.
And you know, Newsom was just in town this week. Oh, was it about the border? Nah, it's about Prop 1, of course, what we're voting on for Tuesday. We have so many other issues here in San Diego, but nah, that's not important. The important thing is I need to get my policies ahead of everybody else's policies. It's very, very disheartening, and I'm surprised people are still supporting that dude right now.
And did
Sacramento.
You hear the latest with Newsom and the minimum wage thing?
No, I did not hear this.
Fast food restaurants now have to do $20 minimum wage, and that sounds like this great thing, but half of those people are going to get fired because the restaurants can't afford to give $20 minimum wage to every worker. And or the prices for the consumers will go up. But Panera Bread was exempt. If you're actually baking bread on the spot, you're exempt. And apparently the reason is that the owner of Panera Bread is a major donor to Governor Newsom. And Newsom was asked about it, and he just said, well, yeah, there's a certain sausage that you make with politics. I mean, he just shamelessly admitted
it. Right, right. The other news story was all Wendy's are now going to have digital boards on there, and actually those prices will fluctuate every single time. So the most busy times, they're actually going to fluctuate higher prices.
You're kidding.
No, I'm serious. Wendy's has announced this. So you got to get there at 10:30 a.m. when they're switching the breakfast to the lunch
menu. I'll tell you what, Wendy's, what if we just not go see you at all anymore? How would you like that?
Listen, I like Frosties, but not that much. I'm just going to skip.
And I love Wendy's hamburgers. They're amongst my favorites. But boy, if they're going to start doing that stuff, they don't need my business, and I don't need their burgers.
I blame it again on that minimum wage situation.
$20
is
the government's
outrageous.
Doing this, but sooner or later, somebody's going to have to say, we can't do this to the customer, or we're going to go out of business, or just leave California and go to some state where your business can thrive.
Well, if we keep kicking people out of California.
Well, we're not kicking them out. If I was doing a business like that, I'd have left by now.
I understand. All right. My main story I wanted to talk about was our own city government here. The city of San Diego is going to be facing a $167 million budget deficit. According to a guy I really can't stand, Mayor Todd Gloria, he says this is going to be a difficult budget year. There is no way to sugarcoat it. We at the city of San Diego, like most cities in our community, in our state, and frankly in our country, are dealing with deficits, having to deal with the high cost of inflation and higher interest rates. My issue here is SDG&E connected with the city government? Like, doesn't SDG&E give a portion over to
there is
the
some
city?
Kind of connection. I wouldn't be able to tell you all the intricacies.
Well, SDG&E just recorded saying they had a $936 million profit this year, and their parent company, Sempra, had a $3 billion profit. So obviously, something there is not connecting very well, especially if it's SDG&E, San Diego Gas and Electric, and they're overcharging us, and they give us emails and letters, oh, we're so sorry, we overcharged you this month.
I just have to ask, how will these budget cuts affect the mayor's salary? I'm guessing not a whole lot.
Oh, well, you actually are jumping ahead on my thing here, because he says he's going to give his department directors a 2% reduction in their pay. Not him, his department directors.
It's like the national news. Whenever Congress does weird things with the budget and slashes this or that, they always vote themselves a raise.
Oh, isn't that kind
of interesting? And they're doing such a fine job. Why don't they? They deserve it.
Congress doesn't do a thing or something. Our government's so slow to work around problems, and it drives me crazy.
I'd be willing to pay them good money to just not go to Washington, stay home, and leave us all alone.
I agree. Now, here's the other thing that Mayor Todd Gloria said. There are different reasons. He gave us four different reasons on why there's going to be a budget deficit here. He says it's because of the recent floods that have been happening here in the city. I don't know how much sandbags are in order to stop the flooding in San Diego, but they can't be causing over $100 million in a budget deficit. He also complains that there's lower than expected hotel occupancy tax revenues. That I have to say is because you're not giving any tourists any reason to come down to San Diego. They're already hearing terrible stories of how bad the homeless situation is going on down here, and the events are actually becoming more of riots, and there's a lot more violence that's going on around here too. I would be very scared of even tourisming around here in San Diego.
Well, and now that Texas is protecting its border despite the federal government, California is becoming the go-to place for illegal crossing.
Not only, yeah, exactly. That's another reason why, as a tourist, I wouldn't want to come here to San Diego. So that's another issue on top of that. He also says that the COVID funding from the national government has officially dried up. So we're all out of money on that situation. And lastly, and this one I have to just scoff at, he also says it's due to certain government officials getting paid too much money in their projects.
Yeah, like the mayor.
Yeah, or infrastructure, right? I mean, come on. Our infrastructure has been horrible. I finally mailed a letter because there's this pothole on 32nd Street in San Diego. Finally filled up, and now it's broken again. There's another pothole right there.
Well, yeah, we need extra money for all those government programs to get their employees to learn how to use the correct pronouns, Brendan. So we've got to get our priorities straight.
He also announced that now city hiring is expected to slow down for all new hires, and they're going to be limited to just core city services. So that's another way we could try to save those millions of dollars, apparently, from Todd Gloria. Last thing I wanted to say is city council member Stephen Whitburn says this: at this point, there is nothing on the chopping block. It looks like we will be fine this fiscal year, which ends on June 30th. The real problem is going to be next fiscal year, and that's where we'll be seeing real revenue challenges compared to the revenues we are predicting. So as of right now till June, budgets and projects, they're already all planned out. It's what we have to worry about from July 1st all the way through next June 30th of 2025 is when we're going to have to worry about that stuff. Again, I have to say this is all Todd Gloria's fault, in my opinion. He's the one that oversees everything, and he's honestly been making our city a lot worse than it really has ever been. And it's a real shame to see where our city is now, because I want to call this America's finest city, but with him in power, it's getting really, really
America's
tough. America's once finest city is right. There's one more thing I wanted to bring up for local news here. I put it under state news because technically I found this story happening in San Bernardino. You know that high-speed rail that we were supposed to get that's supposed to send us San Diego straight to Las Vegas that had millions and millions of dollars behind it to see if we can get that project started? Well, that company just stated that due to our poor infrastructure, the farthest they'll go to is now San Bernardino to Las Vegas. So we would have to travel 3 hours just to get...
But were there tax dollars designated to do more than that?
I don't know for sure. I know this was all privately funded so far. I don't know if it's been publicly funded, per se, this project. But again, Todd Gloria's fault. Our infrastructure could have been better if we had better plans ahead of him instead of overspending on dumb projects ahead of him. But oh well. One more state news I wanted to talk about. Our prayers go out to those people in NorCal, Northern California, in the Sierra Nevada area. They are having a blizzard like crazy. I don't know if you've been hearing this.
I have heard, but yeah. The snow is really coming down there.
Right. And some experts are saying it's up to 12 feet of snow up there. That's insane.
Wow. Amount.
Yeah. So please, please be safe. Don't be traveling out there for sure right now. Just wait till the snowstorm and the blizzard.
We normally don't think of California as a snow state, but it really does depend on where you are.
Yeah, those mountains, they definitely get cold up there and definitely can cause the rain to freeze up there. Also, my wife used to live up in Humboldt area, and she told me that it just constantly rained there. I always thought California was also a very sunny state everywhere you went, but obviously in that area, it's very cloudy and very misty all the time, but it's also a very beautiful state. There's a lot of deer, and the redwoods are just amazing to look
at. As far as topography, California gets an A+. There we go. That's about it these days.
Yes, I could agree on that.
The Bob Siegel Show podcast is a production of Bob Siegel and Cross Global Media. Visit us online and subscribe to the show at cgmradio.com/Bob.